Fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention.
another perfect day. I love L.A.
Yeah, folks, I love L.A. I can say it because I've been here most of my life. I have been here 51 years. I love this city, and I will continue to love it, but I don't know for how much longer. And I'm not by myself. In a survey published Wednesday by the Public Policy Institute of California, we learned a devastating truth. And that truth being that one-third, that's right, one-third of the people who live here now don't want to. That's right, one-third. 33% of the respondents to the survey said that they plan to leave L.A. County in the next 5 years. And that's a huge jump, folks, from 2003, when only 17% said they were planning to move. 33 out of every 100 people in this city do not want to live here. I wonder why. These respondents were more fed up than in the past years, even though they gave us the usual reasons: crime, traffic, and housing prices spiraling into oblivion. The survey also showed that more than 75% of L.A. residents predict traffic congestion to worsen in the next 20 years. Duh. And two-thirds expect environmental quality to go downhill. Let's back up a little bit here, folks. I've been here forever, and I remember a better Los Angeles from the 70s, the 60s, and all of the 50s. I was here. And let me tell you something. We had a great city here. We had it all. We had the climate. We had Hollywood. We had some of the prettiest beaches in the world, friendly people, a downtown area that would rival anywhere, and housing costs that anybody with a minimum wage job could afford. Hell, we even had Disneyland. We had it all. Now, I'm not a newcomer, and I have seen the city evolve, or should I say, dissolve. All major cities in this country, or in the world for that matter, go through an evolution. They get worse, they get better, they get worse, they get better. But guess what? Some American cities now are getting better. They're being rejuvenated with urban redevelopment and civic pride. Cities like Cleveland and other places on the East Coast are actually improving. No such luck for Los Angeles. And it strikes me as strange that the American city with the largest number of illegal aliens is doing worse financially, culturally, educationally, and ecologically than any city in this country. We are the worst of the worst in Los Angeles. Is it strictly a coincidence, folks? I mean, let's be real about this. Do these two things have any connection, illegal immigration and the city going downhill fast? Of course, there are other factors. No one denies that. And I am not scapegoating anybody. I am merely stating the facts. I remember when this was a point of destination for many Americans. That's right. People from all over the country wanted to move here. All they talked about was going to sunny California. And now they're tripping over themselves trying to get out fast as they can get something smoking and get out of here. And that's a shame because this was a great, great city. And now it's full of illegal aliens. It's full of people that don't have any interest whatsoever in learning the American culture. They brought their culture from the old country, unquote, and they want to keep that culture. They don't speak our language and don't want to learn. They don't care anything about America. They are here for what they can rape us for. They are here for what they can take because they couldn't get it where they came from. And that's from countries all over the world. And they couldn't get it there, so they're going to come here and take it. And they come here and see us working for a living and say, whoa, what's wrong with you people? It's here for the taking. Why don't you work and get on welfare? Why don't you lie and say that daddy doesn't live in the house and get a check to two or three different houses? Because that's what they're doing. They're out here putting down $100,000 on houses. You tell me where they're getting that kind of money. You explain that to me. Let's take the hundreds of thousands of illegal alien non-English speaking children out of our school system. Let's see if it's going to make a fix here. What do you think is going to happen to the educational system? Are you telling me that the level of education wouldn't improve if you take these little illegal alien kids out and allow American kids of all races to prosper and learn? Are you going to tell me it's not going to matter? Come on. Take away the glut of illegal alien cheap, almost slave labor and tell me wages wouldn't rise to their natural level. Environment? Crowded freeways. But the big one on everybody's mind out here in California is these ridiculous home prices. What if we start selling homes once again to 4 and 5 members of a family rather than 4 and 5 families per house? Maybe the price of the homes would come down. And don't just say that's only happening in the ghetto. Yeah, it is. But guess what happens? When the illegals move into the ghetto street, those people in the ghetto want to move out. They're going to come to the suburbs where you white folks live. And what do you think's going to happen then? Your neighborhood's going to turn into the ghetto. And everything moves up. It doesn't roll downhill like you heard, folks. It rolls uphill now, and you know what I'm talking about. But nobody seems to care. Yeah, I admit there's other factors. I'm going to say that again as a disclaimer, because you're going to say, ah, he's scapegoating immigrants. I'm not talking about immigrants at all. I'm talking about illegal aliens. But if we're ever to fix these problems, folks, we have to have a logical start. And why not eliminate those who have no legal right to be here first? That's the first thing we do to fix the problem. It won't fix it completely, but it would be a hell of a start. It'll be a fair start. It's unconscionable and outrageous what the federal government, the state government of California, and every local politician from the city council members to the board of supervisors and the mayors that we have had. It is unconscionable what they have allowed to happen to my beloved Los Angeles. I have been here a long time, folks, and I never thought about living. I was going to live, die in this city. I never thought about leaving. But now I don't know, because it has become unlivable. I can say it today, but I don't know how much longer. But I will say it at least one more time. I love L.A. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties, and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, and I'm president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. With all the politics surrounding ballot measures claiming to help law enforcement, sometimes we can forget the very real daily acts of heroism by our deputy sheriffs. Almost 2 years ago, Deputy Armand Arevalo was on patrol in Linwood when he observed a suspicious man who turned out to be carrying a .357 Magnum. Rather than submit to a search, the suspect took his own girlfriend hostage and fled on foot. Deputies Hilgendorf, North, and Welch arrived to assist and found the suspect had climbed onto a roof in a residential neighborhood and had opened fire on the deputies and a sheriff's department helicopter. The deputies held their ground, returned fire, and mortally wounded the suspect, who, as it turns out, was a convicted felon on parole. Thanks to the swift and courageous action of these brave and selfless deputies, hardworking families were protected and lives were saved. We owe these deputies a debt of gratitude for a dangerous job well done. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Friends, you know, when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to tell you you need is an appraisal. And if you don't get the appraisal, how are you going to know how much money you can get? Where do you go get it? Our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals, call them at 818-223-9498. These folks are fast, friendly, and professional, and will get you the most money they can, and that means more money in your pocket. Give them a call, folks. American Real Estate Appraisals. Call them at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. All right, folks. For those of you who have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. They can also hear us live on CRN. That's the cable radio network. That's right, radio on your TV, cable radio network. Let's welcome all the good folks tonight live in Boston, WSRO, AM 650, AM, WLTH, AM 1370 in Gary, Indiana. KLID AM 1340, Poplar Bluff, Missouri. KFNX 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona. The great Kate Dawn, 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada. And KLO 1430 AM, Salt Lake City. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that calling number now. Those who want to agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give, and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And tonight we have a whole state that sucks. We have the state of Illinois. Unbelievable. Last week, the Executive Committee of the Illinois Senate approved SB 1623, a bill introduced by Senor Martin Sandoval that would obligate state authorities at all levels to accept the matricula consular card as an official identification document. Now, SB 1623 directs all state and local authorities to accept this document, which includes police departments and other state and local law enforcement agencies. Senor Senator Sandoval says this will help, quote, immigrants, unquote, unquote, identify themselves while at the same time benefiting police and financial institutions. This is a lie. Sandoval is a liar. Immigrants do not need a matricula consular card. Illegal aliens need a matricula consular card. Immigrants have a visa or they have a permanent resident alien card, which is usually green, and that's what they will break their wrist trying to show people when asked for ID. They do not need a matricula if they're illegally in the country. And this card, excuse me, this bill will absolutely prohibit the refusal of acceptance of this document, making Illinois the second state to recognize the matricula card on an official state level next after Indiana. It is now being discussed by the full Senate, even as U.S. Congressman Tom Tancredo has introduced House Bill H.R. 501, a bill that would forbid acceptance of the matricula card on a federal level. Something's wrong here, folks. And when they start tossing the I word immigrant around, you know something is in the works. It is simply caca de toro. That's all it is. What these people are doing is misleading you. This is not for immigrants. This is for the illegal alien population of the state of Illinois. Now, I'm not against anybody. I want everybody to have a great life, but you can't come here and have it illegally. You got to come here by the rules, by the law of this country. And if you come here illegally, you have no business being recognized. As if I go to a foreign country, I must have the proper documents, visa, or whatever that country requires for me to go there. Illinois is wrong to do this. And these senators, and let me tell you something, folks, it wasn't just Democrats. Oh, no. It was Republicans and Democrats who did this. So don't anybody poke fun at anybody else because they all suck right there in the Illinois Senate. This week, the state of Illinois, if you pass this, you will be worse. But right now that you're even discussing it, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. All right, folks, we are very privileged tonight to have a gentleman as our guest. The gentleman's name is William Gein. He's from ALIPAC, that is Americans for Legal Immigration. William, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, thanks for having me on the show tonight.
It is my pleasure. Tell us about your organization.
We formed Americans for Legal Immigration PAC back on September 11th. 2004, in honor of the victims of September 11th. Was also inspired to create the group by a friend of mine, Peter Gadiel, of an organization called 9/11 Families for a Secure America. And they have been pushing for immigration reform. They have been pushing for driver's license security and crackdowns on illegal immigration. So we put the organization together because my background is in campaigns and elections, and the illegal immigration issue came up in North Carolina and Tennessee and Georgia and places that had never been an issue before, merely because of the amount of people that have been flooding into all these other states. The border states have had this problem for some time, But now you've got places all over the country that are looking around them that don't recognize their community anymore, wondering where these people came from.
I get emails from Arkansas, Kentucky, North Carolina, South Carolina, Hilton Head. I get them from there all the time, all over the state of Alabama, Mississippi, states, Iowa, Nebraska, states that weren't even touched before. Madison, Wisconsin, I'm getting emails from. Mm-hmm. Same problem, William, that you're having right there.
Well, I also know how some of the higher political powers that be also reached in to intervene and affect the outcome of some congressional races. And it became apparent to me and about 15 or 20 of the founding members of ALEPAC that we needed to create an organization that would support candidates for Congress and U.S. Senate all across this country with endorsement and campaign contributions. The Open Borders Lobby, which involves all sorts of industries and businesses like Fannie Mae, McDonald's Corp., groups that stand to make a lot of money off of transforming America into something that's not even America anymore, we need a counterweight. We need the NRA of the illegal immigration movement to be weighing in. Now, there's some other good PACs out there like Team America PAC and USA PAC and Nebraska PAC. We wouldn't say we're working together, but we need more PACs because for each one of us, there are hundreds of other political action committees that will be weighing in 2006 with hundreds of millions of dollars, which politicians listen to.
Boy, do they have the money.
They do.
They have the money, and that's something we do not have.
Well, if we can do two things, we've got to, one, block any type of amnesty from happening before 2006.
That includes President Bush's guest worker, quote, amnesty, unquote.
He knows he can't sell that with the public. He knows, and the Open Borders Lobbies knows, that public sentiment is rising rapidly, and they have a short period of time. Now, if we can make it to 2006 and block the amnesty and block the FTAA from progressing till 2006, we are going to change the face and the nature of the American Congress. It has to happen. I know there are some people who are pushing for reforms and things like that in this Congress, and I'd love to see that, but this Congress, to this point, has not done the things that needed to be done to control illegal immigration. So 2006, we have to make our mark, and we need as many people, activists, contributions as possible. We plan to endorse in over 80% of the campaigns in the country, and we want to lay some checks down on the tables of the people who are with us.
That's a good policy. It really is. Support those who need supporting, and even support those who are doing the right thing. And the other thing is, you know, you mentioned this to me off the air. I don't know if you were going to mention it. We talked yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned even if a guy is running unopposed and he decides that he's going to do the right thing, we want to praise him.
We do. And
yeah,
we endorsed about 13 candidates in 2004, even though we had only been founded on September 11th. And about six of those won. And we use NumbersUSA.com's research and BetterImmigration.com, which are great websites if you want to look at how your lawmaker has been voting. And we use that along with some of our members' opinions and surveys that we sent out. In 2006, if we've got somebody that's been a complete stinker on this issue, a complete open borders representative, even if they don't have an opponent, we're going to weigh in with the press release in that district and say we wish
good.
The goat was running.
Good.
Because we'd support the goat before we supported this guy.
That's right. That's good stuff.
Same thing for somebody who's with us. If they're part of the Immigration Reform Caucus and they don't have an opponent, the public still needs to know. And we have the power of that endorsement. Now, that endorsement for each member that ALEPAC picks up, that national endorsement is going to carry more and more weight. So we've got to stop this Congress from doing too much damage and making this a done deal.
And stop them from not doing their job. This is what angers me. Isn't that North Carolina where they had some guys working who were aircraft mechanics who were licensed to be aircraft mechanics and they were illegal aliens?
Yes, sir.
That's outrageous.
They arrested 24 illegal aliens that were working in aircraft maintenance.
Can you imagine that? I don't want them working in the hot dog stand in the airport, but to be working in the maintenance department is just unbelievable and outrageous.
Well, those jobs start paying at around $30,000, $35,000 a year in North Carolina, and North Carolina is not the wealthiest state. Our average income is only $21,000, $22,000 a year. So don't try to sell me any of this doing the jobs that Americans won't do with our aircraft technicians.
Well, I'm sure there's Americans who could have used that job, I'm sure. But that, you know, my whole point is I want an American to get it, yeah. But I don't want an illegal alien. I don't want him selling popcorn on the street.
I don't want him doing anything. I don't want him sweeping the streets. I don't want him doing anything in my country. I don't want him working here. And until we get past this attitude about they have to be treated with respect, we don't have to treat them with any respect. What we have to do is treat them with respect as we put them on the bus. That's what we have to do. As we load them on the back of some truck and get them the hell out of here, that's when we should show them respect, and not a minute before.
Well, unfortunately, they're not even doing that, Terry, when they get done serving jail time for murder.
They're letting them go.
Letting them back on our streets.
There you go.
For a long time, we knew that there were 400,000 or so illegal aliens that had been ordered to deport out of the 20 million that we now have in the country. And a lot of us, you know, we try to think positive things about people, and a lot of us imagine these were people that tried for citizenship, were told no, and asked to leave, and they never did. We found out a few months ago when ICE arrested 22 people in the Raleigh-Durham area who the 400,000 are. They're drug dealers, child rapists. You name the crime, they've already done their time in jail at taxpayer expense, and we're not even sure if an official told them to leave the country or not before they sent them back out on the street.
Let me tell you what I would do. Put me in charge. Let me tell you what I would do. I'm going to stretch them, first of all. I'm going to make them do every day of that time. I'm going to give them every second of that time. And as soon as they get out, I'm going to deport them. If they live, let's pick a country at random. Let's just say maybe Mexico. There's a good one. If they live in Mexico, I'm going to take them right down into that border with Belize and Guatemala. And I'm going to drop them right there at, Chetumal. That's a city down there. Right on the Caribbean. Right there on the border with Belize, and let me see if you can make your way back up north. That's where I'm going to take them, as far away. And if you come back to my country, I'm going to give you life in prison right here in the United States. You will have all the America you can see from inside of an 8x10. That's right. That's what I would do. That's how you get their attention and make them stop coming here and doing what they're doing. But what gets me angry is that the politicians don't want to get tough on us. They'll get tough on me and you if we short $5 on our income tax. But with these people, they get away with murder, literally.
Well, there are four things that if we can get control of this Congress, we want to see happen. One, we want to see the border secured. We think each four of these
Number one.
Number one is secure the border.
Yes.
Number two, crack down and actually fine and penalize employers that intentionally hire illegal labor.
And I mean press them to the wall, William.
No, $11 million for Walmart that pulls in $400 billion a year.
I'd have made $11 million for every guy we caught.
Exactly. We've got to enforce on employers, but of course we want employers to have the tools they need to not be duped by all these fraudulent documents, and we've got a program up through the government now called SAVE, but we want to crack down on employers that intentionally do this stuff. Thirdly, we want to remove incentives, and that includes driver's license. I'm also a certified driving instructor, and when I taught the kids part-time as a hobby, everybody in this country is told that a license is not a right. It's a privilege.
Absolutely.
We need to roll up the red carpet, get rid of licenses for illegals, get rid of in-state tuition for illegals, which is, you know, that's amazing to me that Utah and possibly North Carolina in the future is going to have illegal aliens taking the place of our legal children in college, because there's only a certain number of seats in the classroom, Terry.
I agree. And you can't sit them on laps. If you want to double them up, you know, stack them on top of each other, then we can get a few more in there. But the way it is now, these classrooms are absolutely full. And you know what gets me, William? These parents should be outraged over it and not screaming loud enough. If my kids were in school right now, man, I'd be down every day with a picket sign, threatening everybody I could find. But these parents today, they just let it go. They don't say a word. William, I got to take a hard break coming up. Stick around just a few more minutes, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. Here we go, folks. Let's hear about the Browning of America.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the Browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community in this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as the community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
That's 1-800-786-4726 or CAPS, CAPSWEB.org. If you're worried about your Second Amendment rights, check this out.
Do you know that guns prevent an estimated 2.5 million crimes a year, or 6,849 every day? Often the gun is never fired and no blood, including the criminals, is shed. Fact, of the 2.5 million annual self-defense cases using guns, more than 7.7%, that's 192,500, are by women defending themselves against sexual abuse. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for Liberty Bells, an organization committed to defending the Second Amendment. We'd like to invite you to join the cause. Become a coordinator in your state, learn to shoot, or have a Liberty Bells table at a gun show in your area. You can do your part in whatever way you choose to help carry the message. If you have more money than time, we welcome your financial contribution. We are an all-volunteer, nonprofit, grassroots organization dedicated to preserving your Second Amendment rights. Get active. For more information, including the 10 ways you can help support the Second Amendment, visit our website, libertybells.org, B-E-L-L-E-S.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
All right, folks, this is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. And we're back with William Gein from ALIPAC. That's Americans for Legal Immigration. William, I want to wrap it up. I wanted to give you a little time to give out your contact information and everything, and then maybe you had some last comments you want to make on your organization, because I love your organization. I really love the name. It just it really jumps out at you, and it says it all. It's really good stuff, you know. And you folks there in Raleigh, North Carolina, are doing a great job. We need organizations like you all over the country. As you say, we need these PACs. We need people to organize, as you've done. We've got D.A. King, who is organized down in Atlanta, doing great work. We got Teresa Harmon there in Nashville and other folks in Nashville. We've got people up in Farmingville, New York, Margaret B. and Cooley up there. We've got Mark Lawrence doing a great job in Las Vegas now. We've got people everywhere doing great stuff, and we need more and more cities to come on board as you have. So let's wrap it up. I want you to give out your contact All right. information.
We're on the web at alipac.us, alipac.us. We're getting massive traffic on our site.
Beautiful.
We have members
Beautiful.
That are white, black, Asian, and Latino, and North American Indian. If you want to stop by our website, please check out our forums. I got to give a plug for our forums because a lot of our activists are big fans of yours, Terry.
Thank you.
And if you've got people out there that want assistance lobbying Congress and lawmakers and want to learn more about what they can do, there's about 15 to 20 activists waiting in our discussion boards at alipac.us. They'll be glad to help everybody to get involved with this. We've got leaders from groups from about 15 different states that are regulars. And we're trying to build a network between radio shows such as yours, websites, bloggers, organizations. We're going to get this message out to the public past the mainstream media.
William, I've been in this. This is my 12th year, and I am telling you, last year I saw a change, and it is still changing, and this thing is beginning to sway in our direction, but we got to step it up and turn the heat up just a little bit. But this is the first time since I've been involved that I see us beginning to make a difference, and the other side is on the run, and they are nervous.
Yep.
Nervous as a dog passing peach pits. They are nervous as they can be, and I'm going to tell you something. It's the first time I've ever seen this in them. They've been so cocky and so full of pride and everything over these years that I've been involved, but now all of a sudden they're nervous, and that's a good thing.
Well, we have a toll-free number. I'm going to be up next to it for the rest of the evening, even though it's a little after midnight here on the East Coast, at 866-329-3999.
One more time.
That's on our website at the bottom. It's 866-329-3999. I'd be glad to speak with anybody during the rest of or after the show.
All right, William. I appreciate you staying up and coming on with us. We're going to have you on again, and we're going to get some things done this year, and we're going to work with you every chance we can.
Thanks, Terry. Hope
Thank
to be back
you, sir.
Sometime.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you go, folks. Another new organization that sprung up. They are everywhere, and everybody has jumped on this issue, even some of the talk show hosts who never cared about it. Rush Limbaugh now is talking about it. You know, that's amazing stuff. We got Mark Edwards, who is really, really bearing down on this. He's jumped in it with both feet, and we applaud him there in Las Vegas. Mark's a great guy, and just for those of you who don't know, I co-host Mark's show every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock Pacific time on KDON, that's 720 a.m., out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Mark is a great guy. All right, let's get to the phones, folks. Let's see what the folks have to say. Let's go to Ken, calling from New York. Ken, what do you hear? What do you say?
Okay, Terry, and New York is another state that has been invaded, and I'd like to tell you something. There are millions of Americans out there who have the same mindset of us, and when we do take power of this country, this is going to be the first option. You can voluntarily leave the country, and the flight will go back to your country wherever you are. Then after that, I can't guarantee if you're an illegal Mexican, when we round you up, you might not be going back to Mexico. You might be going back to Pakistan, or you might be going to India. Anywhere around the world, I couldn't care less.
Wherever the next plane is going.
That's right. Wherever the next plane is going, that's where you're going. Just round them up, because you know what? If you want to destroy my culture in my country, then not only do I want to destroy you, I want to destroy your culture too. Hit me with a 100-pound hammer. There are millions of patriotic Americans like me who will come back and smash you with a 1,000-pound hammer. The only reason why this is not taking place right now, for the illegals to know this, is because the federal government, the state, and the city governments are against us, and so is corporate America. But like you said, when we get them on the run, because they are a bunch of cowards, you got to remember, they're cowards, and eventually the cowards come around, just like the millions of cowards who are just average Americans who are doing nothing. Eventually those cowards will come around to our side too, because they always do. They're going to be on the winning side, and we're going to win this thing. We're not going to sit back and take anything anymore. And I heard that promo before, the guy talking about it's their time in history. They're going to take over the Chinos or whatever they call themselves.
A nation within a nation.
Well, let me tell you something. I live in New York State, and these different ethnic groups, what they actually are, I really call them what they are. They're Spanish-speaking Indians. Because if you take a close look at the people who run Mexico, to me they look like European Spanish. And the people who are invading America, to me, look like Indians. They look like the Meeker Indians, what they call the Maya Indians.
Mayan.
Or the Aztecs, whatever they are. That's what they really are. And they're Spanish-speaking. Some of them don't even speak Spanish. And they're throwing all the Indians out of Mexico, and they're putting them in America.
That's true.
Central America,
Watch the Spanish language soaps. Watch the Spanish language soaps, Ken. Let me tell you what you see. You see white folks. That's what you see. You don't see the brown-skinned ones. You see the white folks. They are a ruling class in Mexico, and they're a ruling class in South America and Central America. But the brown-skinned people, the darker people, are the ones at the bottom, and they're the ones who are doing worse. I'm sorry. You're doing bad. That's too bad. You can't come here. Fix your own country. Stay home. Don't be a coward. Stay home and fix it. Stay home and fight for yours the way I'm fighting for mine. That's what I tell them.
That's exactly right, and that's what they are. They're Spanish-speaking Indians. Plus, we have illegals all over this country, all over America. I would tell these foreign countries, hey, look, Saudi Arabia, hey, look, Pakistan, you have 50,000 outstanding visas in this country. You've just lost all your visa applications to America. You're not, no planes are coming into America. Do you make those calls, round up those people, and get them the hell out of my country?
I love it.
This is my country.
I love it. Good stuff. I love it. Make it a deficit for them. Make it where it hurts. Make it where it's personal. But we're not doing that. You know what we do? We just let them send more people here legally, and then we send them a check. We give them some kind of welfare. We send them some aid over there. I would deduct the money for every illegal alien from everything we send to these countries, and I'm going to say something to you right now. When you said something about rounding them up, I'm going to get emails. By the time I get home, I probably got 50 of them now. People saying, oh, my God, he wants to round up these poor people. You damn right.
That's right.
I want to round them up too and send them out of here on the first thing smoke. And let me tell you this, if we don't start rounding them up, we're going to have a hell of a problem in this country. We'll do it gently. We won't violate anybody's human rights, but we need to round them up. And if that's a bad term, I'm sorry. Round them up, just like they would do with me if I was in their country illegally. They would round me up and get me the hell out of there. And nothing's better than that right now. And we got to do that, and we got to use that term. I got to go, Ken. Thanks for calling. You call me again, buddy.
Vicente Fox in a federal prison.
Hey, talk to you later.
Take it easy.
All right, let's go to Freeman calling from Camarillo. Freeman, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening, Terry.
Good evening, sir.
I wanted to invite your listeners. There's a credit union in Riverside, California, that has just announced that they're going to accept matricula cards at their office to open accounts.
I read that.
And we are a little bit incensed about it.
You should be.
We don't understand why. Normally, the scumbags that do this are the banks. But now we've got a credit union that think they're a bank, I guess, and they want to proceed with it. Our rally is going to be this coming Saturday, March 26th, from 9 to 12 at Altura Credit Union at 3451 14th Street, Riverside, California, 92501.
Give it again.
Saturday, March the 26th, 9 to 12 noon, Altura Credit Union, 3451 14th Street, Riverside, California, 92501. Contact information, web address is freebev5@msn.com. And if you want to make a call, it's 805-857-5891.
All right, here's the deal, folks. Here's another credit union that's going to accept this bonk matricular card. And, you know, they're always talking about the validity of the card and how safe it is. I don't care how safe it is. I don't care if it's 100% real. I don't care if they check every one of the people and have a hair off their mama's head stamped into the thing to prove the DNA. It doesn't matter to me whether it's verifiable. We should not be accepting this card because the card is only needed by illegal aliens. That's what I'm angry about, not the validity of the card. I'm angry that we're accepting it. And here's a credit union that's going to accept this thing. You need to get out there and protest. That's what we're all going to have to do. I got to go, buddy. Thanks for the call. I wish you luck with your protests.
Thank you, Terry.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Pete calling from Tarzana. Pete, not much time.
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I found probably the most dangerous and racist website on the entire World Wide Web here. It's called
Voz de Aslan.
Yeah. And the
Voice of Aslan. Yeah, it's very, you know what? The guy that runs that website sent me an email a couple years ago. I say that email. I'm going to use it someday. It's a picture of Condoleezza Rice with a bone through her nose. Now, you tell me, is that racist?
Well, you know
and
what?
He called me a
really
racist, and he called me a bootlicking Uncle Tom.
That's against illegal Mexican immigration in our country is racist.
Yeah.
And I noticed that they're also, like, anti-American and anti-Semitic. They
absolutely.
All the everything that's gone wrong in third world countries and blame America for it.
Yeah, we're not to blame. I'm sorry.
And these guys are just, like, totally way on the edge.
Well, they're you know, even Morris Dees, with his misguided self at Southern Poverty Law Center, has recognized this website as a hate site. So even he recognizes it. That's saying something. Now usually they won't do that, but he does. And it's a hate site. It really is. We don't talk against anybody on the show. We talk about the law. And anybody, you know, this is my disclaimer for the year, folks. I'm not against anybody. I love everybody. I get in trouble for saying that. I want everybody in the world to have a good life, but you can't come here and get it. And you can't come here illegally, especially, and get it.
One of the things they're saying that scares the hell out of me is they're talking about a huge showdown on April 1st.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. The Mara Salvatruchas
weapons and like nuclear stuff.
The Mara Salvatruchas are not going down there. These guys are on the run from Uncle Sam right now. Do you really think they're going to show up down there at an organized event where they can be picked up by the government? Don't even worry about that one. That's not going to happen.
Well, I think they're going to give it their best shot. But, you know, the one thing that I read on their website that bothers me a whole lot is they're supporting MS-13, which is a totally drug-oriented and prostitution and a horrible situation that, you know, it's a gang situation that's invaded the United States.
It is.
Killed people, and they're like total Mexican mafioso. And they're supporting him, and they're standing behind him. They're acting like it's some kind of political
thing. It's because they speak the same language, they're the same color, and they're the same race. That's what it's all about. They happen to be the same color, and this is racism. It's all it is. Gotta go, Pete. Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right.
You take care. Let's go to Barbara Cole, calling from Orange County. Barbara, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I want to thank you so much for playing the CCIR segment of Armando Navarro, who is, of course, coming out in protesting at Jim Gilchrist, the Minuteman Project.
Let's see if they actually show up.
And we do appreciate that to reveal to people what a hate and violence and revolutionary racist this man actually is. And secondly, Terry, I also heard your commercial about FTAA. And we do want to invite your listeners to our meeting on Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m., to our CCIR meeting to learn more about this incredibly, incredibly vicious anti-American treaty. Now, the place of our meeting is the Garden Grove Women's Club, 9501 Chapman Avenue at Gilbert in Garden Grove. The meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. and we will not only have a wonderful video that we'll be showing called trespassing accepted, but we will also have an authority on FTAA, which is really the open door to one world government. Mark McSpadden as our keynote speaker, who will be there to also answer your questions. And we invite everyone to join us on Wednesday night, March 23rd, at the Garden Grove Women's Club at 9501 Chapman Avenue at Gilbert in Garden Grove, okay?
All right, Barbara. Thanks a lot for that. Anybody can make it to Barbara's meeting. It's a very important one. Thanks a lot, kid.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to Joe calling from Oregon. Joe, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Well, I'd just like to say, let me first off say that Kevin McDonald's Culture of Critique, you can look at the preface for the book by typing in preface Culture of Critique at google.com. I think that will answer a lot of questions. As far as the words that are used like New World Order and racism and all this kind of stuff, people really don't understand. There isn't one in a million people walking the streets of America that can tell you why we were involved in World War One and why we're in the mess worldwide that we're in right now. When you want to talk about xenophobia and hate, it's all conducted from the people who own the media and the movies and now have the high ground of the universities and have pitted our people against each other. But make no mistake about it, the so-called African Americans that are on that were born in this country before 1960, they should have been the loudest. I mean, the loudest, screaming from the mountaintops about open borders in 1965.
You're absolutely right.
They were a compromise.
Joe, you're absolutely right. Some guy can step off the boat from some South American country or step off Korean Airlines and walk right into an office and get the same affirmative action that some descendant of a slave, as I am, can get, and that's not fair. And that's why they should be screaming. I'm absolutely agreeing with you.
Let me say this last thing, and I'll go.
Sure.
But the culture of preface, culture of critique, is all you have to type in at Google, preface, culture of critique. But one last thing. Terry, if you would look at this at Google by a gentleman named Arch Stanton, that's a short letter, that's S-T-A-N-T-O-N, and it's titled Letter, Withdraw and Fight by Arch Stanton. Please take a look at that, Terry, would you?
Will do.
Okay, thanks.
Got it. Thanks, Joe. Call me again.
Yep.
All right, let's go to another Joe calling from Ventura. Joe, not much time, buddy.
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing good. I just want to let you know SaveOurState.org is going to be having another Home Depot protest in Glendale on April 9th. You may have seen the Lou Dobbs segment on our organization. And we got Home Depot on the run right now.
Yes, you do.
Home Depot, if your listeners may not know, I mean, they know that illegal aliens congregate around the parking lot, but they may not be actually aware that Home Depot is intimately involved in funding and sponsoring these day labor centers. In Glendale, they paid over $50,000 to build the day labor center right across the street from their store. They paid they're going to pay $100,000 a year for the upcoming Burbank Center. Down in L.A., they actually let them use their parking lot. And so we got Home Depot on the run. We need people to step up and come out there and join us because Home Depot, I think, is going to start fearing the wrath of the American people.
When is the protest?
It's April 9th and the Glendale store, 5040 San Fernando Road. And if they go to my website, saveourstate.org, they can get all the information they need.
Okay, Joe. May I make a suggestion to you?
Sure.
Maybe you might want to call John and Ken, see if they'll show up out there, you know?
I would love to. I've tried emailing them, but I never get a response back, to be honest, so I don't know.
You might want to ask them, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Joe. We'll see if we can make it out there. We'll announce it again before that, and we hope everybody turns up. Here's another good one.
I would love to.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, let's go to Hal right quick. Call him from Riverside. Hal, not much time. You got about a minute.
Terry, as fast as I can. Even Ruben Navarrete is saying, well, I've actually been for sovereign borders all along. I'm very concerned about security.
Oh, yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. Armando Navarro was talking in our Riverside paper, now get this, about some of our people have military experience, And some of them might have guns. Well, we're not saying we're going to be doing anything. I think Armando Navarro is in the pay of the Mexican government. And here's the kicker in our paper. I have one thing further to go after that. The guy from the Riverside paper, an Anglo guy that wrote the article, said, well, if you want to join these people, here's their address. And they were picketing Mike Gilchrist's house, and all Mike Gilchrist said is, we want our immigration laws enforced. So therefore, the Riverside paper was on the side of those promoting lawlessness.
James Gilchrist.
Gilchrist, right.
Right.
And this final point, Mike Corona, of the Orange County Sheriff's.
Right.
Right. He wants the information from the Border Patrol on illegal aliens that have entered the country illegally, been arrested and deported and reentered. And then they interviewed some Mexican activists and said, well, this is a ticket to hunt Latinos. And Mike Corona said, you must be kidding. Who would oppose this? We're going after criminals.
Thank you.
You see how off the deep end these nutty people are?
I don't think it's off the deep end, Hal. I think it's very calculated, and they know what they're doing. All you got to do is mention ethnicities or nationalities or race, and you can get around everything they're trying to do. You're trying to hunt people because of their skin color. First thing they throw in there, they know it's about the law, but they don't care. It's a good tool. It's worked in the past, but all of a sudden now, it ain't working so good. You know?
Terry, do me a favor. Don't leave L.A. If you move here or anyplace else, I'm calling from Riverside, it's like getting away from overdevelopment. You can't run. We've got to stand and fight and beat this thing, Terry.
All right, buddy.
I love you, man.
Hal, I'm not going anywhere. You take care. Thanks for the
call,
buddy. All right, let's go real quick to another Joe calling from Salem, Oregon. Joe, not much time. You got about 30 seconds. What do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, I'd just like to say thank you and thank Barbara Coe for everything you guys do. First off, I'm a non-white American who recently escaped from Los Angeles, moved up to Oregon, and I tell you, they're coming up here in droves.
You can run, but you can't hide, brother.
That's exactly right, and I tell you, you know, I'm up here in Salem, which is the capital, and I have to go by some of these welfare buildings, and they're standing out.
No, that's not true. They come to work. They would never take welfare. Never!
Well, I beg to differ with you because they're standing.
My tongue is in my cheek, brother.
I know that. And I tell you, if you want any evidence, all you have to do is go out to any welfare building, probably from sea to shining sea in this country, and you're going to see the same thing. We need to get your show up here. I'm listening to you every weekend via the internet, but we need you on radio stations. I don't know how we got to go about doing that.
Find us a station that's running some kind of fill or repeat show every Sunday night at this hour and see what we can do.
All right. Well,
let us know.
I'm going to start talking to some of these radio stations.
All right, Joe.
Dropping your name. Listen, thanks again.
Got to go, buddy.
All right.
Take care. And thanks a lot. All right. One real quick call. We'll take one more real quick. John from Woody, you got about 20 seconds.
Terry, God bless you and your show.
Thank you, sir.
We're obviously at war.
Yes, we are.
The number one rule of war is to know your enemy.
I agree.
I fear that we're hacking at the branches and not at the root.
Well, we're going to get to it.
The Indians of their own could do nothing
on
their own.
John, this is our year. We're going to get to it. I got to go, buddy. Call me again.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Don't forget this week with the swings, folks, a great one. The Minuteman Project, American Day Laborers Unite. You're going to love this. You can read it at our website. I want to thank everybody that took part in the show, and I want to thank Les, my producer for doing the phones, and my engineer, Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe. I want to thank him, and I want to remind everybody, Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy K, so stick around. We do need your help to stay on the air, folks. Send your donations to The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We still have a few calendars left, folks. We'd like to get one out to you. I want to remind you of those three websites we broadcast every week. Don't forget the TerryAndersonShow.com, and don't forget our good buddy, Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, loving L.A., attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
The Terry
Anderson. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle